Hi, everybody. Steve Savitsky. Welcome back to Savitsky Talks. And today we have Yaakov Goldstein. Yaakov is the executive vice president of the Torah Institute of Baltimore, and he also is a CPA and a consultant for day schools and not-for-profit organizations. Yaakov, how are you?
Fine. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on the program.
My pleasure. Well, you wrote a very nice article in the op-ed of the Jewish press. It caught my eye. It was very interesting. Fighting the tuition crisis with financially driven parent volunteer programs. So let's talk about that a little bit because, you know, at the OU, we have been really involved in fighting the tuition crisis, doing everything we possibly can. And every new idea and every innovative idea is something that my listening audience really wants to hear about. So tell me a little bit about what you've done. And first, tell me a little bit about the school, the Torah Institute of Baltimore. I went online, I looked it up a little bit, K-8. 528 kids, nice size and so on. So tell me a little bit about the school and how this came about.
I think the website's a little dated.
We're at
about 650 kids right now.
Oh, so you better fix that, okay?
Yeah, we have to fix that. We are located in Owings Mills, which is right outside the Baltimore community. Like you said, we are an all-boys school that goes from K through 8. We have our facility is 98,000 square feet, and we are on a 13-acre campus. We had just moved here about 10 years ago. It was a brand new building built, and we have a standard, day school program. Limude Kodesh goes up to 2:30 for the middle school, 2:00 for the elementary school. That's generally it.
First of all, it sounds beautiful. Nice grounds. It sounds like a beautiful, beautiful place.
Well, Torah Institute has a history, but, I came on board about 13 years ago, but prior to that, the school was wandering from location to location, staying at each location about 8 or 10 years and then moving on. Finally, they took the plunge, bought some land with the help of synagogue closing down. They granted the funds to the school. We were able to buy the land, and in 2001 that happened, and we moved in January 2001.
Oh, great. So, you say in the article you talk about, you say, in light of the developments going on, schools must consider new and innovative ways to increase income and reduce costs in order to maintain financial stability and fiscal health. So tell us how a parent volunteer program works. I kind of remember the old days when people would, on tuition assistance would help out in the bingo, things like that. But you're talking about something which is much different than that. So let's talk about how the program works.
Yeah, so we provided, actually when the program started, we were providing about $1.5 million in tuition reductions, and now it's over $2 million in tuition reduction. So the idea, the principle behind the program was to take those who benefit from those tuition reductions and use those man hours and convert that to revenue or cost savings in the most efficient way possible. So there were four principles that really the program was founded on. The first was that it had to be easy to manage. If you have your staff, spending all their time managing a cumbersome program, that defeats the whole purpose. So it really had to be very low maintenance, easy to manage for the staff, to do. The second, the principle was there had to been a choice. You can say parents who receive tuition with reduction have to do the program, but to go and say you have to do this and this chore or this and this group or this and this program, it's hard to do. So it's not something we wanted. We wanted to provide the parents with simple choices, easy to understand, not too many, not too few, and choices that they all could, anyone with, without any limit to the amount of people on any given group.
Okay.
And the fourth thing that it had to have was financial consequences. Unfortunately, without the financial consequence, it wouldn't succeed. So really, you needed to combine all those things together in order for it to succeed.
Okay, so let me just make sure I understand something. So let's say tuition, just using a round number, is $10,000, okay? Let's just say. I don't know what the tuition is. But so the tuition is $10,000. You have a parent who gets a scholarship of $2,000 off of that amount, okay? So you calculate a certain amount per hour, and that parent is asked to volunteer X amount of hours to make up for the difference, and then you give them a choice as to several things that they can do.
Actually, it's simpler. It's more simpler than that. Whether you receive whether you receive a dollar tuition reduction or $20,000 tuition reduction, the program is the same for everyone. The program itself has a $900 value. And if each group has different hours. They don't all have the same hours. Let me run you through some of the five basic groups. The easiest one is the telemarketing group. And because telemarketing is very unpleasant to do, we require anyone joining that group 12 hours. And what we have is we have a phone room set up upstairs in the school, and it's open on Sundays from 10 to 3 and weeknights from 6 to 9. Parents can come in anytime they want within those hours. They take a script. They take donor sheets from the pile. It's always stocked. We have like 4,000, 5,000 sheets that we go through every year. And they have a sign-in book. So when they come in here, they take the sheets, they take the script, they start making phone calls, and they just write in the book every time they come in how many hours. At the end of the year, we just take that book and we see, those who chose that group, how many of those hours they've completed. Any shortfall hours is converted into a financial obligation in that, the following year, they get that much less of a tuition reduction.
I see. But you're saying that if someone, regardless of the tuition assistance, once you're on the program, then you ask for a $900 value, regardless of whether you've gotten a $1,000 tuition reduction or $10,000, correct?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And is it also, by the way, husband, wife, each one $900, or is it one per family?
No, it's per family.
So it's $900 value per family. And how do you value the hours? How much are you saying each hour is worth?
Well, once you do hours, you're not tied to a. In other words, if you join the telemarketing group,
right.
your obligation is to put the hours in. You don't have to hit $900 in your phone calls. You don't even have to hit $1 in your phone calls.
Well, $900 value. You mean that people are contributing that amount of money? No.
No. The parents have to go and they have to do telemarketing. They raise funds. We have a database, and we print out, let's say, 4,000 or 5,000 sheets. For each sheet being a donor of the school, so our parents call up these donors. They're not the large donors, but they are smaller donors. And when you have, let's say, 50 parents each having to do 12 hours, so that's 600 hours. If you have 600 telemarketing hours, that results in us raising about $10,000 every year. That group brings in about $10,000. Parents themselves are not obligated. If they join that group, they're not obligated to raise any specific amount. They just have to do the 12 hours. That's all they
have. Right. So you've calculated the 12 hours equivalent to the $900.
Exactly.
I wanted to find out. So 12 hours is $900. Okay.
Right. So if you only did 6 hours out of the 12, so that following year, your tuition reduction would be $450 less than you would have otherwise received had you done the entire 12 hours.
Okay. So that's one program. So it's really not a lot. I mean, you're asking a parent to give 12 hours during the course of the year to do some telemarketing. That's it.
Well, I'll tell you something. That is the glue that holds the program together, because if you can't provide parents with a program, with a group that is not burdensome in terms of time and that doesn't require any specific talent except, some phone etiquette, it's going to be very hard to do because, a lot of parents are very tight with time. A lot of them are. And so, like you said, asking them to do 1 or 2 hours a month over the course of the year was not found to be too burdensome for anyone to do.
And so you found that, let's say, the parent who, spends the 12 hours in, they choose a telemarketing program, you would expect that probably the school will get back in those 12 hours, you're saying $10,000, you think?
For us, and I don't know how it would work for any other school, we have about, 70 parents are in that group. So we have a total of 840 hours. Well, not everyone does it. So, most of them do. because most of them want to receive their full tuition reduction. So let's just say three-quarters of them do it. So you're talking about 55 parents who do that. So convert that into $10,000 a year historically.
Per parent?
No, entire group.
For the whole group, that's it. So $10,000 is coming in. The whole group brings in $10,000. That's it.
Yeah, but it's just not about the money with this. It's the glue that holds the whole program together. So, yes, it's $10,000. But keep in mind, that's $10,000 we would not ordinarily have had. That's A and B. We're reaching out to hundreds and hundreds of donors who otherwise would never have heard about TI, Torah Institute.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting our name out there. We're raising $10,000, and we're keeping the program together.
Okay, so now that's one. Well, give me another example. So you don't want to be on the telemarketing program. You want to be do something else. What else could you do?
Okay, so we have two other groups. Each of them has 48 hours, and they're pretty unlimited. Again, any parent who wants to join these groups can. Not many do. About 10 parents in each of these groups. One is the administration group, which is the Sunday secretaries. We don't pay for our staff on Sunday, and they come in and they do photocopies, they answer phones. They just sit, doing the administrative work on Sundays. And the parents who join this group have a schedule pre-planned for the entire year, so they can plan their year, and they plan their Sundays around their, once a month that they come and they have to do it. The 48 hours is required for this group.
Okay.
And with 10 parents, if we're paying $10 an hour for someone to do that, now we don't have to. So you have 10 parents at 48 hours. That's about $5,000 of savings.
Okay.
A year
okay.
from this group.
Okay.
And a similar group to that is the assistant preschool moras. So they come in when an assistant preschool teacher can't make it. One of these parents are called. They're on notice. They're given 24 hours, and when they're called, they have to come in and substitute for the assistant preschool teacher. And we have about 10 parents in that group. That also saves about $5,000 a year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's the third group. Again, the three groups that we just discussed, again, unlimited, as many parents as want to join are able to join. The fourth group is a regular PTA. It's a regular ladies auxiliary, and that requires 36 hours a year. And the big difference before we instituted our program in regard to our PTA and after we instituted the program was before – you had about two or three ladies who did 99% of the work because there was no obligation for anyone to do any work. Now you have 60 ladies each having to do 36 hours of work. So you're talking about 2,000 man hours spread out over the course of the year. And they do two or three very big events over the year, but again, the workload is spread out. And the ladies' auxiliary is almost like a separate entity. They have the presidium, and they have, let's say, the middle management, and those are the ladies that are under the presidium, and they kind of like manage the various events that they do. And then you have the worker bees that they run on errands. They do the things that don't require managerial skills.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
And that's where most of the ladies are on this group. And prior to our program, they were grossing about $50,000 in revenue, and now with all the man hours and the events, they got more professional. We're grossing $110,000 of revenue a year.
Okay, I was going to ask you that, because you mentioned in the article, you say that you've gotten, from the 200 parent volunteers, gross revenues of about $170,000, and cost savings of about $30,000. The cost savings would be like the Sunday program, the MORA program, and so on and so forth, right?
Exactly. Cost savings, right.
So the $170,000, how'd you get to the $170,000? What did they do?
Okay, now my favorite group is the really...
You saved this for last. You don't want anyone to know about it. Okay,
right.
Okay,
it's the independent group or the Meister Kesefin group, and that is the group, and this, again, we don't have any parent forced to go into this group, but parents choose to this group, and this is a group where they raise $900. They don't have any time obligation. Rather, they choose to have a financial obligation instead. So they will raise or give of their own charitable funds $900. And we have about 65 parents that chose this group. Look, a lot of our parents give MICER. And so instead of giving the MICER over to other organizations, you know, locally, nationally, or internationally, they give it to us. And we raise, from this group alone, $55,000 from this group alone, which rounds out the $170,000 that I referenced in the article.
So you're a parent, you say, okay, I'm obligating myself to raise $900 for the school because I get a scholarship, I feel an obligation to do that. They can go to anyone they want, they could do whatever they want in order to get the $900, ask for donations, and then, or they could write their own check from their own MISA. And that's
pretty
what it
much,
is,
basically. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Okay, I got it. And let's assume, okay, that they go to a friend and they say, look, my kid goes to this school. The school's a great school, and they need some financial support. They're helping me out also. You know, they help out other people. Could you contribute to our scholarship fund? Would you be willing to give me a check? That something like that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly like that. And they go to, but very often it's like family members. It's like father-in-law.
Now, the family members get a tax deduction because it's basically a scholarship.
Yes.
Okay,
exactly.
Interesting.
That's exactly right.
See. Because it's just basically $900, regardless of whether, you know, okay. Now, how about, are you planning on changing that number at all, like to make it $1,000? And, you know,
no,
you're going to keep it
really.
Where it is. You're going to keep it where it is.
I think so. Yeah, it's the program's working. There's no reason to. The extra $100 is not really going to have any financial impact.
Okay.
Another thing about this group is, you know, parents who get tuition reductions, they themselves don't necessarily. You know, their salary doesn't warrant full tuition, but it doesn't mean, like, you know, sometimes they have a wealthy father, wealthy father-in-law, grandparents, I mean, and so it's easy for them to get the money. It's just that we can't obligate grandparents to pay full tuition. So this is another, you know, way we raise money, and the group collectively, the 170 and the 30, offsets about 10% of the tuition reductions we give out. So it's not a huge amount, but it's definitely it has become an important part of our budget.
Okay. Now, have you been able to maintain the tuition in the yeshiva, or has it gone up every year? Where is it?
Yeah, it's gone up. It's gone up pretty much every year, about 3-4% every year. Right now, middle school is $99.50. That's 6 through 8, the elementary school, 1 through 8 is $99.50, and the preschool is $8,900.
I see. Okay. Any tax incentives in the state of Maryland at all for parents to contribute or something like that?
Not really, no.
Okay, I know they were working on it. I know I heard about that. They were working on that in the state of Maryland. I don't know if anything ever happened. But you know what? It's certainly a very innovative idea. Something other schools should probably try to think about and emulate. I presume that you've, in your consulting capacity, you've gone to other schools and helped them put this program together, right?
I've had a lot of interest in this program.
Okay. Any other schools?
I just
want to
add one more important thing that came out of this program.
Go ahead.
And that was people came to me with various talents asking what they can do. And now we have a whole group that does other things outside of the five parent outside of the five standard groups. We're talking about tutoring, doing our website, doing the e-rate program. We have OTs, we have preschool consultants, we have nurses, we have someone who plays at all our masibas, and we have someone who hauls away things that when we need hauling done. We have a lot of people outside the program. We had been paying or for all these services before the program. Now parents came to me asking, oh, can I do this service for you in order to fulfill my Mises Mon? And that was just another, you know, that collectively is about $15,000 of cost savings
there. Okay, well, listen, Yaakov, you're certainly doing something really interesting, and I hope the people out there are going to take note of that. And I guess the way they reach you is at Jake Golds, J-A-K-E, Golds, G-O-L-D-S, at gmail.com, correct?
That's correct.
Fantastic. Well, listen, Yash Koach, congratulations on an innovative program. We need as many as we can in order to solve this problem. So have a wonderful day, and Hatzlacha all the way around. Okay? Be well. Bye-bye.
Thank you.